91X News.
It's sunny and 26 degrees out at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Murray. More than 19,000 students are being evacuated from all public schools on Prince Edward Island due to a potential threat, police say. RCMP spokesman Sergeant Kevin Bailey says the threat came via fax early this morning and suggested bombs had been planted at several schools. No threats were found, and students at more than 60 schools were taken to safe locations by staff and were met by buses and parents, Bailey says. Several PEI high schools, as well as three colleges in Nova Scotia, have also been evacuated in connection to the threats. And tomorrow's the first day of fall, but it looks like those hot and dry summer days aren't behind us just yet. Lower Trent Conservation's Janet Noyce says Quinte's drought doesn't appear to be ending anytime soon.
Right now, I'm not seeing any change to, you know, looking forward. I'm not seeing any relief at this point.
She also explained how high temperatures and reduced rainfall have impacted the region.
So you have rain and you also have evaporation. And when you have higher temperatures, you also have higher evaporation. So when you don't have the cloud cover, you got lots of sun. So not only is it not falling down enough, there's more going up.
Residents in Belleville are still asked to conserve at least half of their usual amount until further notice. And the streets in Charlotte, North Carolina are quiet this morning after angry protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man left officers injured and shut down in an interstate. Protests broke out yesterday after 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was fatally shot by a black officer at an apartment complex on the city's northeast side. Reporter Courtney Francisco of Charlotte TV station WCCB says the protests grew in size into the night.
The crowd started out with dozens and it just kept growing as time passed and kept moving in. They were shouting at police. Police were in riot gear. They were shouting Black Lives Matter, no justice, no peace. They were yelling at police why they were angry, why they feel discriminated against.
A dozen officers were injured and several police vehicles were damaged last night during the protests. And Statistics Canada says 75% of 3 to 4-year-olds are meeting recommended guidelines for 180 minutes of physical activity per day. The Canadian Press's Don Kelly has more.
That's the good news. The bad news is that level plummets to just 30% of 5-year-olds. The study says less than 1/4 of 3- and 4-year-olds actually meets the guidelines for spending no more than 1 hour per day in front of a screen. Being out on the playground and spending less time staring at a screen not only combats childhood obesity, the study says children who are physically active get a boost in the development of their motor skills and their social skills. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
A year ago, members of the Haddad family were Syrian refugees in Lebanon, but now they're in the spotlight with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau telling their story at the United Nations. Trudeau opened his speech to the Leaders' Summit on Refugees in New York yesterday by talking about Peace by Chocolate, the Haddad's chocolate business, which opened last month in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Tariq Haddad says his family is proud to have their story told and that the response has been incredible.
So many people are stopping by to maybe to take pictures with us, you know, and to support the business, to buy chocolate, to get the chocolate. They said it's the most famous chocolate now in Nova Scotia, maybe, you know.
Haddad's father ran a chocolate factory in Damascus until it was destroyed in a bombing in 2012. The family arrived in Canada in January. And Angelina Jolie Pitt cited irreconcilable differences in divorce papers filed this week to end her marriage with Brad Pitt. ABC's Jason Nathanson has more on how the divorce is likely to unfold.
So what's next for Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt now that they're getting divorced? The legal battle. Prominent New York attorney Marcy Katz tells us a quick resolution may be tough because of Jolie's request for sole physical custody of the couple's 6 kids.
The real issue will be whether Brad Pitt agrees to this custody that she's seeking. That's usually the biggest issue and the hardest thing to get resolved.
If they go to court, things could get nasty and public.
Though together since 2004, Pitt and Jolie only wed in August 2014. The couple has 6 children together. And it looks like Loyalist College's soccer and rugby teams won't be playing at Loyalist for the rest of the season. QNET News' Mallory Day has more.
The field at Loyalist College is now suffering because of the weather in the summer. This means the soccer and rugby teams aren't able to play on the field. The teams will now be playing at Mary Ann Seals Park instead. Women's soccer player Kylie Holiday says it's hard to be organized as a team when everyone is showing up at different times for the game.
Normally, we're used to sitting in the change room and getting pumped up together and like getting dressed together and going out on the field as a team. And whenever like everyone's coming in scattered, it just kind of, it's hard to stay organized and get that team pump up at the beginning of the game.
But women's rugby player Brooke Babcock says the amount of fans in attendance to the game surprises her.
We had like a lot of people carpooling. It was kind of a last minute. We didn't really know where we were going to play yet, but we did cover very well to get the audience out there and to have carpooling out there. And we did, like, I was pretty surprised by the people. We had people coming in for the men's game as well, so we had more and more people coming halfway to watch us. And it was a rainy day, so again, like, not a lot of people want to sit out there in the rain, right?
It's not known if the teams will return to the home field by the end of the season. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
And that's it for QNET News. QNET Sports up after this.
It's time for Doug's Bicycle Fall Clearout Sale. 2017s are here and we need to make room. Save 20% on all 2016s, 30% off all used bikes, and up to 50% off select clothing. Take advantage of these incredible deals on some of the industry's best brands like Giant, Specialized, and Cervelo. What are you waiting for? Why am I still talking? 159 College Street West, Doug's Bicycle. Come get them before they're gone.
And now for QNET Sports. And speaking of that women's loyalist soccer team, they're off to a rough start this season. But even after a 12-0 loss to Cambrian College, spirits remain high. Coach Steve Whitehead admits they had a tough game against a tough opponent.
Well, we had a tough game, the opening game against Cambrian. They're a very tough team. They're trying to go to the Nationals. They're trying to knock off Algonquin. They came fourth last year.
Despite the loss, midfielder Kylie Holiday says the team is improving.
We are gelling really well. A lot of talent, a lot of potential on this team. Definitely just practicing hard, making sure we get those passes crisp. Communication is key, so we're always learning more communication at every practice. And we got Steve and Rudy as great coaches there, so they've always been helping us out along the way as well.
You can catch the women's team tonight when they face off against Fleming College on Marianne Sills Field. Meanwhile, men's and women's rugby teams play tomorrow when they head up to Algonquin to play the Thunder. And in junior hockey action, the undefeated Gold Hawks are headed down to Etobicoke tonight to face the Toronto Patriots, while the red-hot Wellington Dukes look to make it 5 straight wins tomorrow when they face the Hurricanes in Newmarket. And Rome is out of the running for the 2024 Olympic Summer Games, as Rome Mayor Virginia Raggi says she has rejected the city's bid. Raggi says made it official on Wednesday after campaigning into office on a promise of a no vote. Raji said it would be irresponsible to pursue the bid any further, saying, in light of the data we have, these Olympics are not sustainable. They will only bring debt. Rome joins New York City, St. Petersburg, Russia, and Toronto on the long list of cities that have rejected the bid. Toronto Mayor John Tory announced the city would not join the bid process last September. Edwin Encarnacion, Josh Donaldson, Russell Martin, and Michael Saunders all cranked off homers to help the Jays crush the Mariners last night, 10-2. J-Hap got his 20th win of the season, and it puts the Jays one game ahead of Baltimore for the top American League wildcard spot. The Blue Jays still sit behind the Red Sox for top spot in the AL East, however, after Boston topped the Orioles 5-2 last night. Aaron Sanchez gets the ball for the final game in Seattle tonight. He's looking for his 14th win to add to his impressive 13-2 record this season. And Matt Duchene scored twice, and Carey Price made 34 stops to secure a semifinal spot for the Canadians over the Americans at the World Cup of Hockey. The Americans got the lead early with Ryan McDonough, ending Price's shutout streak at 228 minutes, but goals from Duchene, Patrice Bergeron, and Corey Perry sent the U.S. straight out of playoff contention. Meanwhile, Sweden secured their semifinal spot with a win over rival Finland 2-0 last night. And the Swedes will face off against Team North America this afternoon, while Canada faces off against Team Europe later tonight to see who will top Group A. Team Europe broke expectations after beating the United States in their opening game of the tournament. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, looking mainly sunny for this afternoon with a high of 25, and tonight's looking partly cloudy, low of 15. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 24. At 12:09, it's 26 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Murray. News on 91X, next.